Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Yud Aleph. We are holding on Daf Yud Amud Beis. We are at the two dots. Tanan is the last run in line, 5 lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lanzer and honor of his wife and children, Elie Lindeshvast, his mother, Goldabas, and Chalala, Shalman, and Shalman, Shalman, Aliyah. Also by Matis Kleidman, the Zechon, Lindeshvast, Goldabas, Yaakov Leib, Goldie Kleidman, whose yard site is Erev Yom Kippur, the Neshamish, Shalman, Aliyah. And also by Zev Belsky, the Zechon, Lindeshvast, his great uncle, Aaron Ben David Zatzal, who was Nifter on Erev Yom at 98 years old. Aaron Bell was the last member of the Bielski Partisan Brothers who saved 1,200 Jews during the Holocaust by hiding in the forest and organizing what they called Jerusalem in the Forest. They built bunkers, a kitchen, sick bay, bakery, shoe repair, among other essential supply houses, not once but twice as they outsmarted the Nazis while foraging for food and supplies and keeping everyone safe. They were the only partisans that took in women and children. Because of him and the other brothers, Aleihem HaShalom, there are thousands of grateful Jewish descendants from the original 1,200 survivors. May his neshama have an aliyah. It is also sponsored by Stuart Lazar in honor of the shir. We thank him so much. It is also sponsored by the virtual halacha program, which will be beginning Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Nida with Rav Ami Merzel after Sukkos. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So today, in this slichos abbreviated Daf Yomi Shir, I wanted to call Rabbi Resnick and figure out how he does it all in like 20 minutes. So in this slichos abbreviated Daf Yomi Shir, what we're going to talk about is the following. First, we're going to discuss which karbanos become pasul when the dam enters the heichal. We know that's true of achatos, is that true of other karbanos when the dam enters the heichal. Then the Gemara is going to discuss shechting other karbanos, having in mind the shem pesach or the shem chatos. I mean, we spoke about a chatos shelo lishmo and a pesach shelo lishmo, and how those are the exceptions to the rule. But what about other karbanos l'shem chatos? Other karbanos l'shem Pesach. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the Shita in Tanaim that holds that there's a difference between downgrading or upgrading a karban when you have a kavana shelo lishma. If you have a kavana for a karban that's on a higher level of kedusha, that might be different than having kavana for a karban that's on a lower level of kedusha. And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss a Pesach shelo lishma on the morning of Erev Pesach. Is that called the Pesach bizmano because it's Erev Pesach, or is that called shelo bizmano because it's the morning of Erev Pesach and it is not to the time of the Karban Pesach? So says the Gemara Tanan. Also, we have a Mishnah later on in Daf Pei Aleph that says as follows: Shai Rabbi Kiva Omer Kol Damim Shenichnasu LeHeichal LeChaper Psulim. Any dam that goes into that's brought into the Heichal to be Mechaper is Pasul. V'Chamorim Chatos Bulvad. V'Cham say no, only dam of a Chatos. Rabbi Elazar Omer Af HaAsham, dam of an Asham as well. Shenamar Kachatos KaAsham, because the pasuk links a Chatos and an Asham. So if it's true of a Chatos, it's true of an Asham. So it says, "Marbishlam, Rabbi Lezer Kitzkamer Taima." Rabbi Lezer explains himself. Kachatos ka'asham, the pasuk links them, and therefore, if chatos is dam that goes in the heichal is pasul, asham as well. So el Rabbanan my Taima, but the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer and they say chatos pilvad. So what's their basis? Amarava asham nichnas damal lefnim pasul lo matzis amrit. They say you cannot possibly hold that dam of nasham that goes into the heichal is going to be pasul because kal v'chomer me'ola. We derive from a kal v'chomer, from a karban ola. Ma'ola shi kalil fin ola, which is entirely burnt on the mizbech, and still nichnas dam lefnim k'sheira, and it's still going to be kosher if you bring the dam lefnim. Ashem sheino kalil o kol shkein. An ashem which is not entirely burnt, it's kachi kachim that's eaten by zichrei kuhuna. So all the more so, it's not going to be possible when the dam goes inside the heichel. So ma'ola ola shi kenein mechaperes. But you're going to say, but wait a second, an ashem is mechaper, so it could be that it's more highly sensitive. And it's if it's dam goes lefnim, it's going to become pasul. So says Gemara, no, because minchas chote tochiach. Just look at a minchas chote. That even though it's mechaper, it's not nifsal when it's brought inside the heichal, because the only idea of becoming pasul when something's brought inside the heichal is by dam. A minchas chote is a mincha; it doesn't have any dam, and therefore we know that it's not nifsal when it's brought inside the heichal. So it says Gemara, why does Rava have to prove from minchas chote? V'le mechatas ha'of tochiach. Just prove your point from chatas ha'of that even though it is mechaper, it does not become pasul when it goes lefnim, because chatas ha'of actually has dam. dam. So it's a better raya than minchas chote, which doesn't even have dam. So it says Marbik's chatzosof bayad Rabbi Yavin he. Well, chatzosof when the dam is brought lefnim, it's actually we're not certain. Rabbi Yavin is not sure whether it's nifsal or not. So you can't bring a raya from chatzosof because we don't know what the halacha is by chatzosof. So now Rava goes weiter and says brings a raya from minchas chote to asham. So Gemara says lifroch mal minchas chote shkenenim in zevach. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. How could you bring a raya from minchas chote? Minchas chote is not a zevach. It's a mincha. So says Gemara, well, ola tochiach. Ola is an actual zevach, and still its dam is not nifsal when it's brought lefnim. So therefore, we can say that the same is going to be true by an asham v'chazar adin, and therefore we can learn from its tzad hashava. Lo ri izak lirizav. The kula of an ola is different than the kula of a minchas chote, and the kula of minchas chote is not the same as the kula of an ola. Each one has their own kula, because the minchas chote does not have the kula of it not being mechaper, whereas an ola has the kula of it not being mechaper, and the ola doesn't have the kula of the minchas chote of not being a zevach, because the ola is a zevach. So the reason that those things do not become puzzle when their dam is brought lefnim is not because of some of the particular kulas that they have, because they don't share the same kulas. It must be it's the tzad hashava that they both have. There's some common link between them that tzad hashavish behen shein kachay kachim, that they're both kachay kachim v'nichnas lefnim ksherin, and if the dam is brought lefnim or in the milcha, if it's brought lefnim, it's going to be kasher. So afani avi asham shu kodesh kadashim, and therefore an asham fits that bill. It's kachay kachim, and therefore v'nichnas dam lefnim kasher. If the dam is brought lefnim, it should be kasher. So amale Rava mi Barnish l'Ravashi. Rava mi Barnish says Ravashi v'lifroch mal hatzav shosh ben shkein ein lahen kitzva tomer basham sheish lo kitzva. But wait a second, an ola and a minchas chote have a kula that an asham does not have. That there is no set price for an ola and a minchas chote, but an asham has a price that is set by the Torah, a minimum cost of shnei slaim that it has to cost, and therefore you can't prove anything from the combination of ola and minchas chote to teach me about asham. So we got to go back to the drawing board. Why did the Rabbanan hold that an asham whose dam is brought bifnim does not become pasul? Again, Rabbi Eliezer, we were good. Rabbi Eliezer said, kachatos ka asham. So if dam of a chatos brought bifnim becomes pasul, dam of an asham that's brought bifnim becomes pasul. But the Rabbanan hold not that way. What's their basis? Damar krak, as the pasuk says, by the chatos dama. So we darshan dama shal zov, lo dama shal acher. That only the dam of a chatos that's brought lefnim is going to be pasul. Pasuk says that Asher Yuva Dama Ella Ol Mog the Chaper B'Kodesh Lo Teyachol Be'ish Tisareif. That it only becomes pasul on Dama, on the dam of a chatos, and that's a miut to exclude any other carbon, including an asham. V'idach, and Rabbi Eliezer holds that dam of an asham also becomes pasul when it's brought into the heichal. Dama V'lo Besara. That Dama is an exclusionary term, but not to exclude other carbonos, it's to exclude other parts of the chatos. That if the basara chatos is brought lefnim to the heichal, it's not going to be possible. The idach and the chum hold, you're right, it's excluding basar, but dama. We can make two drushes, one from the appearance of the word dam, and the other, that means dam, only dam and not basar, and the other one from the fact says dama, it's only the dam of this carbon of a chatos. The idach, and Rabbi Lezer would say, dam dama lo darish, that you don't darshin an extra hay after you've already darshin the ikur word. So bishlam, the rabban dam yashim shchatos shalosh. Kosher, I understand very well according to the Rabban, when you shecht an asham shalol lishmo, it's going to be kosher. Haynu di iskash mincha lachatos mincha la'asham. I now know what you do with the fact that the Torah makes a hekish both between a mincha and a chatos, and between a mincha and an asham. How so? D'tanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon holds, kodesh kadashim hi kachatos ka'asham. It says by the mincha that it's kodesh kadashim kachatos v'cha'asham. So the Torah, in describing a mincha, links it both to a chatos and to an asham. So how so? Minchas chote harei kichatos. So minchas chote is like a chatos, and therefore, l'ficha k'mitzvah Kamatzah Shalol L'Shema Psula. If you do the Kamitzah Shalol L'Shema, it's going to be Pasul. And Minchas Nedava Rei Kasham L'Ficha Kamatzah Shalol L'Shema Ksheira. And a Minchas Nedava has a status like an Asham. So if you do the Kamitzah Shalol L'Shema, it's going to be Kasher. So if you hold that an Asham does not need to be L'Shema, that an Asham that Shechta Shalol L'Shema is going to be Kasher, that an Asham does not need to be L'Shema, so I get the link. link between a mincha and a chatas, and between a mincha and a nashim, because some types of minchas are like a chatas where shalol l'shma is pasul, and other types of minchas are like an asham where shalol l'shma is kosher. So it all works out. El Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, l'may hilchse iskish mincha l'chatas mincha l'asham, in what sense, l'gabe what halachos is a mincha similar to a chatas, and l'gabe what halachos is similar to an asham? If you hold that an asham shalol l'shma is pasul also, so you have nothing to learn from the link to an asham. So answers the Gemara, l'chi idach to Rabbi Shimon. It teaches me the other din of Rabbi Shimon, the Tanan, because we have a Mishnah Masechus Menachos, that if you have a mincha shalo b'kli shareis, that you didn't put the kmitza into a kli shareis, you just took the kmitza with your hand and brought it by hand to the Mizbeach, so psula of Rabbi Shimon machshir. Tanakam says pasul, Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher. V'amra v'debrei d'b'chia, my time at Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon think that if you don't put it into a kli shareis, it's kosher? Because Amar Kra, Kodesh Kadashami, Kachatos v'cha asham, that a mincha is like a chatos and it's like an asham. In what sense? Bala of the biyad, if you come to take the komet by hand, so then of the biyamin, then you got to do with the right hand, like a kechatos, just like a chatos, where you have to do, move the blood along the mizbeach with your right hand, so it has a din, similar to a chatos, that you need to use the right hand if you're going to do it biyad. But if you choose instead to put the kmitza into a kli shareis and then carry it with the kli shareis and be makdir from there, then of the besmal, then you're even allowed to use your left hand. Ka'asham, just like an asham, you're allowed to use the left hand. So according to Rabbi Shimon, there's a link, the link between a mincha and a chatas, and the link between a mincha and an asham, each teaches me something about a different type of mincha. If I'm using the mincha biyad, it's like a chatas, I need to use the right hand, and if I'm doing it pikli, then it's like an asham, then I'm allowed to use the left hand. Rabbi Shimon, haikra, mapikle lahachi, mapikle lahachi. Wait a second, so Rabbi Shimon darshan's two things from this pasuk, both the din of the Shema and that you're allowed to use Bain biyad, bain bekli. So it says Gemara, no. Ikukra lechadravi debrei Rabbi Chiya hu da'asa. Really, the drasha is coming to tell me that haktaris minchas kasher bain biyad bain bekli uminchas chote de psula shelo l'shma. And the idea of a minchas chote, the fact that if you do a minchas chote shelo l'shma, that's for a different reason. Chatas taima mai, what's the reason that chatas is pasul shelo l'shma? Dichsiv ba, he, because there's a miut, the word he. Well, guess what? Minchas chote nami, ksiv ba, he. By minchas chote, it also says chatas he. And that's how I know that shelo l'shma is going to be pasul just like a chatas, not from the hekish. According to the Rabbi, you've explained why a mincha is compared to an asham, why a mincha is compared to a chatas. What you haven't explained is why a chatas and an asham are compared to one another. Meaning, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that just like a chatas shalol l'shma is pasul, an asham shalol l'shma is also pasul. So I see why the Torah links chatas and asham. If chatas shalol l'shma is pasul, asham shalol l'shma is pasul. But according to the Rabbanan, that an asham shalol l'shma is kosher, so in what sense are a chatas and an asham linked to each other? So lom l'cha ma chatas tu nesmicha, af asham tu nesmicha. Tell me a different din, that just like a chatos requires smicha, an ashram requires smicha. Period. Yosef ben Choni Amar Nishchatin. So Yosef ben Choni said that if you shecht a different korban, l'shem a Pesach or l'shem a chatos, it becomes pasul. Meaning, just like a Pesach or a chatos, the shechted shelo l'shma is pasul, that's a two-way street. Any other korban that's shechted, l'shem chatos or l'shem Pesach, is likewise going to be pasul. So Amar Yosef ben Choni v'Rabbi Elazar Amar Dov V'Rachad. Yosef ben Choni and Rabbi Eliezer say the same thing, meaning Rabbi Eliezer agrees that that karbanos that are shechted on Erev Pesach, l'shem a korban Pesach, and karbanos that are shechted throughout the rest of the year, l'shem a korban chatos, are going to be pasul. That if you take other karbanos and have in mind l'shem a Pesach or a chatos, that they will in fact be pasul. Rabba Amar ba'acherim l'shem chatos pligi. Rabba says, no, they don't fully agree. When it comes to other karbanos shechted l'shem chatos, there's a machlokas that Yosef ben Choni will say it's pasul, but Rabbi Lez will say no, it's only true by another carbon l'shem Pesach that it's going to be pasul, but another carbon l'shem chatos is going to be kosher. Why the difference? So Titania, we have a brisa Pesach shavra shnaso. Let's say you have a Pesach that's shavra shnaso; it can no longer be used as a carbon Pesach. It's already too old, so now it is earmarked for a shlamim ushchato bismano, and you shecht it on Erev Pesach, Lishmo, Lishem, Korban Pesach, Vechena Shochet, Acherim, Lishem Pesach, Bizmano, and if you shecht other Korbanos, Lishem, Korban Pesach, on Erev Pesach, Rabbi Eliezer Posel, Rabbi Shua Machshir. Rabbi Eliezer says that that's in fact Posel, because it's another Korban, Lishem Pesach, another Korban, Lishem Pesach is Posel. Rabbi Shua says it's Kasher, that the Psul of Pesach and Chatos is only when you take a Pesach and Chatos and shecht them Shalo Lishmo, not when you shecht other Korbanos, L'shem Pesach or Chadas. Some Rabbi Shua says, in B'shayim HaShana, it's a Kal V'chomer. If a Pesach throughout the rest of the year, Sheinu Kasha L'shmo, which cannot be shechted L'shem Pesach, still Acherim K'sherim L'shmo, if you shecht other Karbanos L'shem of Pesach throughout the rest of the year, it's going to be Kasher. So B'zmano Shu Kasher, on a Pesach, when it actually is Erev Pesach, Shu Kasha L'shmo, where it would be Kasher to do it L'shmo, Eino Din Sheikh Shu Acherim L'shmo. So all the more so that if other Karbanos or shechted the shame of carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach, that it should be kosher. So I'm Elo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says Ochilif Advarim, or maybe I could darshan the Kal V'chomer in the opposite way. Mayim B'shayim Os Hashanah Sheinu Kosher L'shmo. If a carbon Pesach during the rest of the year, if you shechted the shame Pesach is not kosher, kosher lech shame Acherim, but it will be kosher when it's shechted the shame other carbonos. So Bizmano on Erev Pesach Shuhu Kosher L'shmo, where it's kosher to shecht the carbon Pesach L'shem Pesach, ain't didn't she show the shame acherim? Should all the more so be kosher when you shecht the shame other things? The yuchshar pesach barbas or shalal shmo. And according to that, pesach on erev pesach should be kosher when it's shechted shalal shmo. The kachat omer, and we have a halacha that a pesach bezmanu that shechted shalal shmo is possible. So it must be that this kal v'chomer must be totally wrong. You cannot be machshir others vachem the shame pesach bezmanu, and you cannot be machshir a pesach bezmanu shalal shmo. And furthermore, another problem with this Kal V'chomer, Mali Huchshur Acherim, the fact that other Zvachim are Kosher L'Shem Pesach, that's only Bishar Yimos Hashana, L'Shmo, Shekein Hu Kosher L'Shem Acherim. That's during the rest of the year, other Karbanos Shecht L'Shem Pesach is Kosher, because a Pesach Shecht L'Shem other Karbanos the rest of the year is Kosher. V'Yuchshur Acherim Bizmano L'Shmo, Shekein Hu Pasel L'Shem Acherim. But you want to therefore say that other Zvachim are going to be kosher on Erev Pesach, L'Shem a Korban Pesach? Well, the Pesach itself is possible when it's L'Shem Acherim on Erev Pesach. So Rabbi Yeshua responded to Rabbi Lezer, Im Kain, if you want to tell me that you are correct, that other Karbanos L'Shem Pesach on Erev Pesach are possible, Harat Koach Pesach, V'Nasat Koach B'Shlamim. You've made a Pesach less powerful than a Shlamim. Because according to you, throughout the rest of the year, which is the Zman of a Korban Shlamim, a Pesach that's shechted l'shmam is going to be kosher, whereas on Erev Pesach, which is the Zman of a Korban Pesach, a Shlamim shechted l'shem Pesach is going to be pasul. So it turns out that a Machshava of Shalol l'shma is going to be more chamur by a Shlamim than it is by a Pesach. And that can't be true, because the Torah is more machmir on Shalol l'shma of a Pesach than it is by other Karbanos, because a Pesach Shalol l'shma is pasul, other Karbanos Shalol l'shma are kosher. So Chazer Rabbi Eliezer Vedano, so Rabbi Eliezer then had a limud to pasul other zvachim that are shechted l'shem Pesach bezmano din acher from another limud. Matzinu moser Pesach bashlamim. We find that a leftover animal that was not used as a Pesach is brought as a shlamim. Vein moser shlamim ba Pesach, but it does not work in the reverse. An extra shlamim does not go to be used for a Pesach. So umma Pesach shemosar bashlamim. If a Pesach which could be repurposed for a shlamim, shchato bezmano l'shum shlamim pasul, and yet if you shechter on Erev Pesach, having in mind that it should be a shlamim, it's pasul. Shlamim shein mosarim ba Pesach, a shlamim which cannot be repurposed for a Pesach, im shchatam l'shem Pesach bezmano ein din shiu psulin. If you shechter l'shem a korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, all the more so should be pasul. So amal Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Eliezer, matzina moser chatos ba olavein moser ala ba chatos. Well, let's take a parallel limud. We find that an extra korban chatos could be used as an ola, but an extra ola cannot be used as a chatas, so we should make the same kal v'chomer. Uma chatas shemusara ba'ola. If a chatas which can be repurposed for an ola, yet shchata l'shem ola psula. If you shecht it l'shem a korban ola, it's pasul, because a chatas shelo l'shmo is pasul. So ola she'in mosara ba'chatas, an ola which cannot be repurposed into a chatas, shchata l'shem chatas in udin shetei psula. So if you shecht an ola l'shem chatas, so all the more so it should be pasul. So from the fact that an ola l'shem Shem Chatas is kosher, you see that this whole line of thinking, this whole Kal V'chomer is not true, and therefore you cannot passel based on this line of Kal V'chomer a shlamin that is brought L'Shem Pesach. Amar Rabbi Eliezer says, lo. Not a raya from other karbanos that are shechtu l'shem chatos to the case of other karbanos shechtu l'shem Pesach, because in Marta b'chatos, if you talk about a chatos where other karbanos that are shechtu l'shem chatos are kasher, shekein k'sheru l'shma kol hashana kula, because it's kasher l'shma throughout the whole year. Tam Pesach shein kasher l'shma l'bizmano, but a Pesach is so much more limited. A Pesach is only kasher even when it's done l'shem Pesach on that day of erev Pesach. So hol v'pasul l'shma. So if it's possible, even when it's brought l'shmo, l'shem b'karm Pesach, so all the more so, other karbanos that are brought l'shmo are going to be possible. Now, from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer did not respond to Rabbi Yeshua by saying, you know, other zvachim that are shechtu l'shem chatas are possible anyway, so you see that he agrees that other zvachim shechtu l'shem chatas are kosher. And not like Yossi ben Choni, who paskined that just like a Pesach or a chatas shelo l'shmo is possible, so two other karbanos for both the Pesach and l'shem, both the Pesach and l'shem echatos are going to be possible. No, you see that Rabbi Eliezer holds that other karbanos l'shem echatos are in fact kosher. Maybe other karbanos l'shem a Pesach are possible, but other karbanos l'shem echatos are in fact going to be possible. Okay, so now the Mishnah went on to say that Shimon Achi Azariah Omer, Shimon Achi Azariah made a chiluk between shechting l'shem gavoa mehen, which is kosher, versus l'shem Namachman, which is possible. That if you upgrade in the kavan of a karban, that's fine, but if you downgrade in the kavan of a karban, that's not okay. So Ravashi, Masim Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, Ravacha Breid Rav, Masim Mishmeid Rabbi Yanai, my time at the Shimon Achi Azariah. Why does Shimon Achi Azariah distinguish between upgrading and downgrading in your kavan of the karban? The Amar Krabi, because the Pasuk says, V'lo yichalu es kasha b'nei Yisrael es eis asher yarimu la Hashem. So the Pasuk seems to be telling me that a machshava to yarim, to elevate a karban is not going to be a chilul. So that's where Rabbi Shimon Achi Azariah darshins that bimura mehen ain mischalulin. That when you upgrade it, when you elevate it, then you're not being mechalulit and it does not become a pasul. But b'namuch mehen, if you downgrade the kedusha, then mischalulin, then it becomes pasul. So it says Gemara, that it's a great drasha. But vaylach yudasa, is that what that drasha teaches me? Vami bayle l'chadishmo. I thought we need that pasuk to teach me a different din, a totally different din. That which Shmuel taught, Damar Shmuel, minayin loch lesa tevel shu b'misa. How do I know that if a person eats tevel, they eat food that trumas meisos haven't been taken from, that the chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, shenamar v'yichal es kachya b'nei Yisrael es asher yarimu la Hashem. So, ba'asidim litrom akasim medaber. From the fact that it says yarimu, which is a lashon asid, it sounds like something that you haven't yet taken truma from. So it says a lashon of chilul by tevel. So that teaches me that you chayiv misa, because it says chilul by truma as well, mesubo ki yichaluluhu. So therefore, we say, just like you chayiv misa for eating truma, so too you chayiv misa bidei shemayim for eating tevel. That's the limud from the pasuk. Nothing to do with upgrading, downgrading a karban. So says Gemara, it does have what to do, because in Cain, if it was only to teach me the din of Shimon Achi Azariah of the upgrading and then downgrading, lichtov kra asher hurmu, then let it say asher hurmu, my asher yorimu. Why does it speak b'loshon asid? Shema minatarti. So the fact that it uses the loshon of elevating, that teaches me about a karban that you upgrade not becoming pasul. The fact that it speaks about it in the future tense, that teaches me about tevel. So by Rabbi Zeira, ksherin vein ratzim v'chipalug b'chadapalug odilma ksherin ratzim. Well, according to Shimon Achi Azariah, if you shecht a zevach l'shem that which is higher than it, you upgrade it. When he says that that's kosher, does that mean it's kosher but it's not ola l'bayil m'shem chova? And therefore, he's only arguing on the chachamim about one thing, that if you shecht it, that if you downgrade it, according to the chachamim, it's just a regular shelo l'shmo which is kosher and not ola l'bayil m'shem chova. And Shimon Achi Azariah is machmir that it's totally pasul, but as far as the upgrade, he's really not saying anything new. when you upgrade a carbon shalol l'shmo, so it's a carbon shalol l'shmo. It's kosher. It's just not a little bayim shem chalva. He's in agreement with the chamim. Or maybe no. Maybe what he holds is that if you downgrade it, then it's totally possible, not kosher at all. If you upgrade it, not only is it kosher, it's even a little bayim shem chalva. So he disagrees on both points. The chamim hold any shalol l'shmo is kosher, not a little bayim shem chalva. He holds if it's downgraded, it's worse. It's not even kosher. If it's upgraded, it's better. It's even olal l'bayim shem chava. So which is it? What is he old about the upgrade? That it's kosher, but not olal l'bayim shem chava. That it's kosher and even olal l'bayim shem chava. So Amar Abaye v'itim Rabbi Zreika Tashmel will bring a raya. Habuchara ma'aser shchatan l'shem shlamim. If you upgrade a buchara ma'aser into a shlamim, they're both kachim kalim, but shlamim is holier than buchara ma'aser. Ksherim, they're going to be kosher. Shlam shchatan l'shem buchara l'shem ma'aser. But if you downgrade a shlamim to a buchara or a ma'aser, then psulin, then it's going to be possible. But if you hold up when you upgrade something, it even is all by l'shem chova b'char bar ritzuyehu. By a b'char, there's any ritzuy involved? There isn't. Elik sherin vein meratzin. So it must mean that it's kosher, but it's not meratzah. So the sefer sherin vein meratzin, from the fact that it says that the sefer means kosher but not meratzah. So the ratio where it talks about kachim kalim, the shecht of l'shem kachim kalim, kachim kachim, namik sherin vein meratzin, is also telling me that it's kosher. And it's not meratza. So Shimon Achiazaria holds that when you shecht, when you upgrade a carbon, it's kosher, but not all the bayil l'shem chava, just like the chachamim hold. And the whole chiddush of Shimon Achiazaria is about downgrading a carbon. Says Gemara, well, midiria, hakadis. Is that really a raya? Maybe ksherim in the reisha means it's kosher for whatever it could be, and kosher in the seifa means it's kosher for whatever it could be. So even though the seifa must be mean kosher and not meratza because there's no ritzui involved by a bechor, but maybe in the reisha when it talks about kachim kalim, it's kosher and meratza, that because it's subject to ritzui. Elamai kamashmalan, ask the Gemara, but if that's the case, what's the Mishnah telling me in the Sefer? Gavoa v'namach kamashmalan. What, it's telling me what's considered a higher level, what's considered a lower level, that shlamim is higher than b'char ma'aser. Tanina, keitza kachim kachim shachlim l'shem kachim kalim. We already know that kachim kachim shachlim l'shem kachim kalim are psulim, kachim kalim l'shem kachim kachim are kasher. So why does the Mishnah have to give another example of different levels of carbon, of b'char and ma'aser versus shlamim? So obviously it must be, the whole sefer must be just to be megala on the resha, that even kachim kalim, the reshecht, the shem kachim kachim, are kosher ve'ein meratzah, and Abaye's diuk is correct. So it says, well, no. Ma'u detem kachim 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 kalim, u'di ikon gavah v'namach. I might have thought that the whole concept of an upgrade and a downgrade is only true by kachim kachim and kachim kalim, because it's so clear that kachim kalim are on a lower level. Aval kalim v'kalim lo, but I would think within the category of kachim kalim, they're all the same, and there is no hierarchy. So that's why it has to tell me. That's what the chiddush is. That meiser and bechor on the one hand are different than shlamim. Shlamim is a higher level. Says well, hanami tanina. We know that from a mission as well. Shlamim kodmim es habechor mipnei shein tun matan arbus smichun esachim tun v'schaz v'shok. We know that a shlamim is holier than a bechor because it requires four matnas dam. It requires smichun. It requires nesachim. It requires the waving of the chaz v'shok. None of those things are true of a bechor, which only requires matanachas. It doesn't require smicha, it doesn't require nesachim, it doesn't require tenufa. So it says, well, you're right. Ha'ikr, the chiddush of the shlamim being higher than a bechor is in our Mishnah, but ha'i agrar nisva. The Mishnah that the later Mishnah just brings this chiddush, agav the other dinim that are mentioned over there. New Mishnah. Ha'pesach shchato shachris par basar shlo l'shmo, Rabbi Yeshua makshu kilinishcha b'shlosha asar. That if you shecht a karban pesach shlo l'shmo in the morning of Erev Pesach, that's like a Pesach that shechted shalom bizmano, shalom l'shmo, where it's going to be kosher. It's like a shlamim shalom l'shmo, where it's kosher. Ben Besera posel kilu nishchat ben arbayim. Ben Besera says, no, it's Erev Pesach. And therefore, shalom l'shmo, it's going to be posel. So Amr Shem ben Azay, mekubel ani mipishiv m'shayim zakenim, biyom shal shiva es Rabbi Eliezer b'yeshiva. I was mekabel from 72 zakenim on the day that they established Rabbi Eliezer's Rosh Shiva, shkala zvachim anachalim, shnizm chushalom l'shman, ksherin. That all all karbanos that are eaten, that are shechted shlo l'shman, are kosher, ela shlo l'bayim l'shem chav. It's just that you're not yotzei d'chiyuv, chutz min ha-pesach min ha-chatos, except for pesach and chatos that are shechted shlo l'shman, those are totally possible. So medayek, v'lo hosef ben azai, ela ha-ola, v'lo hodu l'chamim. He didn't add onto the zvachim that are possible shlo l'shman, the ola, which is not nechal at all, because a pesach and a chatos shlo l'shman we already mentioned in the previous mission that they're apostle, and the chum are not molded to ben Azai about an ola. They say that it's also kosher. It's also like the rest of the zvachim, and that it's kosher if it's shalol l'shma, and that it's not ola lebailim l'shem chava. Okay, so ben Hashem, tomorrow we fell a little bit behind. I don't know how we're going to keep our head above water this week, but ben Hashem, short enough tomorrow. So ben Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Beis. Everyone have a great day. Yeah, sure. Yeah.